I was marching to the wrong drum, with the wrong scum, missing out the wrong energy, using all the wrong lines and the wrong signs, with the wrong intensity. I was on the wrong page of the wrong book, with the wrong repetition of the wrong hook, with the wrong move, every wrong line, with the wrong two hands, and it sounded right, yeah, wrong.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative, electronic stuff, and, well, anything else we decide to crowbar into that genre tonight. Show is myself, Nigel, and Adam bringing you the tunes and a bit of natter. So hopefully this is going to be good. Good evening, Adam.
Good evening.
So, yeah, we've got pretty much exactly the same format as always. We've got a bunch of information, which we'll plop in about halfway through the show, and, yeah, play you a load of tunes around it. So, okay, what did we start with there? We started with Depeche Mode's Wrong, which is a stunning track off their... Has the album come out now? I can't remember.
This week.
It's this week, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I've got a pre-order for it. I'm just, you know, I know it's released when it arrives on my doormat. So that's the CD single. That's been out a couple of weeks now, and that's an absolutely stunning track. And the video is really striking as well. If you search on, I think, MySpace, you'll find it on there. It's on MySpace or YouTube or one of those big
and
social
networks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Stunning video and a possible return to form for them. I'll hold off my comments until I hear the whole album, but that song is actually just really quite good in my mind. Okay, shall we continue with some tunes then?
Yeah, let's do it. Next up is Straftanz.
Sie hören das Straftanz-Orchester mit ihrem Gassenhauer. Tanzt kaputt, was euch kaputt macht.
Tanzt kaputt, was euch kaputt macht. We'll
excellent stuff there. So that was a couple of choices from Adam. Some noisy stuff from you. What did we have there?
Do you want to go through it? Okay, first off, we had Straftans, who I seem to recall are a Rotosan side project, and that was Tanz kaputt, was euch kaputt macht, which I've just said really badly, and I know my German too.
I think, well, you've said it much better than I could have, I think.
But anyway, it's broken, or dancing's broken and you broke it, is as it goes, as Fitz helpfully translated on Saturday. And that's from the album Forward Ever, which came out last year. Great dance floor fodder, not too full of anything else, really. And that last track was Uberbite, the first track from the new album Dust called Under the Cross, which I've not been enormously keen on previous stuff, but I really, really like that track, and bits of the other rest of the new album are really good too.
Cool.
Yeah, expect to hear lots more of that.
Is the Uberbite album out yet? I can't remember.
It's shipped.
Ah, so we're on the cusp of it being released, really.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, I believe there have been some delays in getting them into the country, but they are available, and certainly are available online, downloading online from like Crunchpod or something like that.
Cool. Right, let's run through a few things that are kind of going on. Well, going on, I'm thinking kind of new stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks is Action Directive have announced their reformation. The kind of Leeds industrial punkers have come back from the ashes, which I'm not sure if anyone was expecting that. It's a bit of a bolt out of the blue.
Certainly came as a shock to me.
And not only have they come back, and if you go to actiondirect.co.uk, there's a couple of tracks you can download from their site. They've got a bunch more new tracks ready. They've been doing this incredibly secretly. It's quite cool that it's all just happened at once. And they've also announced the Amalgamation Festival. Now, I think it was 2007 they did this in Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that went down pretty well. There isn't really a comparable kind of industrial punk festival anywhere, as far as I'm aware. Certainly not obvious in the UK to me. And they've announced a new one now. This is Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of November, so it's way off. But they've got an announcement of the band's playing, which is, well, stunning at this early stage, usually. Quite often you don't always get the bands listed this early. So I'll run down what they've got now. Well, obviously things might change before November, but I'll let you know in the meantime if that's the case. But the ones they've announced are Attrition, Devilishly Presley, Action Direct, Zyclogen, Imprint, Skin Flick, System VK?
Might be System FX.
I think that might be System FX and a typo from me. Digicore, Flesh Eating Foundation, and
I'm trying to remember who the other band is now.
Meccano Set. And Death by Electro Giants. So that's an interesting lineup. Half the bands on there I can't claim to have heard.
There's some cracking bands on that list, actually. Digicore did its, one of the other festivals a couple of years ago that Joel did, played with Interlock, and they were really good. Flesh Eating Foundation, I got hold of their last EP recently. You'll love it if you like old school 80s Ministry.
Ah, yes.
It's a bit rough and it's a bit ready, but they're not actually that bad, and certainly they're worth hunting out. The EP's called Purging, and I'm sure you can buy it from a few places online, but certainly if not, their website.
Cool. And the other big piece of news worthy of mention, I think last time I mentioned Nine Inch Nails, was they're playing the UK. I think it was three festival dates they'd agreed to, but they weren't extending the Jane's Addiction tour to the UK. And they, in the last couple of weeks, they've not only announced that they're playing with Jane's Addiction at a couple of venues, Manchester Arena and London.
It's the O2.
Is it the O2 in
yeah.
London? But the tickets have gone on sale and they're selling out very fast. I haven't checked in the last couple of days, but they may already be sold out. Certainly last time I checked was last Sunday, and Manchester got to standing only, according to the ticket web.
You mean seating only?
Seating only, correct, yes. The link I got that actually advertised some tickets was minisite.ticketline.co.uk/NIN. Whether that's still going to be offering tickets, I don't know. But yeah, check that. Check your usual ticket retailers for things. If you're a big Nine Inch Nails fan, you actually probably already know already. But I'm quite looking forward to seeing that. Jane's Addiction and Nine Inch Nails, one big gig. Should be good. I think that's pretty much it for the time being. Actually, there's another thing worthy of note. There's a Corlines CD.
I think that's
just about coming out. I think it's on the cusp of coming out.
It is, and I'll play a track from it in a bit as well, because I have a copy of it with me. But it's called Bone and Blood as Stone and Mud. You can order it from Music Nonstop now. Musicnonstop.co.uk, plug. Or go to coreline.net, and I'm sure you'll find something on there. But I'm sure there's clips of it on the site. I can't remember because it's been a while since I checked.
There must be.
But the album is interesting, and the track that I'll play later is probably the first noise track I've ever heard to involve a school choir.
Right. Okay, let's continue with some tunes here. I'm going to just plough on with some Sciavia.
Thank you.
Good evening. Yes, that was Blackstrobe with Shining Bright Star. Actually, that's a remix. Let's get you the remix name as well.
The Phones Industrial Version.
Ah, thank
you. I wrote that down.
And I didn't. That's from their album Remix Selection. And before that, we had Cyavia with the title track of the album Entertainment Industries. All good stuff. Right, I think now is about time to run through gigs and clubs going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks. It looks like May is going to turn out to be really busy, so I might just keep this down to mostly the start of May. There's not much left going on in... actually, there is something left going on in April now. There's Whitby. But I think, as most of you know, you're either at Whitby already missing the show and listening to the repeat on online, or... you're already booked to go, or you're not bothered about going and don't have accommodation and things like that. So it's really not very worth running down the bands and stuff. I think I did that the last show
which is a damn shame, seeing as I can't now plug my own DJ slot. But hey, you know,
by the magic of time travel. Yes,
exactly.
So yes, but yes, we had Zeitgeist Zero in last week, and we went through all the whole list of playing, including them. I think there's also been an acoustic gig announced on the Thursday and Friday.
Friday and Saturday.
Thank you. All the information is on www.wgw.topmum.co.uk, and if you're a Whitby fan, you know about that. But that's kind of wiped out the end of this month for anything else, to be honest. So gigs and clubs are pretty much starting in May with the Friday Flock on Friday the 1st of May at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this is an acoustic live Friday Flock. So there's two bands. There's Incubus Succubus, supported by Rome Burns, both playing acoustic sets. And that starts, doors open 7:30. The bands play from, I think, 8 till 10, and that's £6 in advance, and that includes entry to the club night.
We have to ask, you know, what's this sudden rush of acoustic goth?
Honestly, no idea. It's quite spooky, because this acoustic gig's been planned for, like, ages,
mm-hmm.
and then the acoustic set at Whitby seems to have popped up in the last couple of weeks. Certainly knowing one or two members of one of the bands, I think they only got asked a couple of weeks ago at most.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things just seem to come out of the blue, but it's quite spooky, if nothing else.
Well, let's just say we won't be having industrial bands going and plugged in any hurry, I don't think.
I actually would love to try and do that. Uh-huh. I personally would. Mm-hmm. I've no idea if it would just end up in a terrible mess.
It'd be someone banging on a box for a beat in the background, you know. I don't think that's going to work.
Industrial power chords on acoustic guitar. I want to do this. I think it's worth it.
The challenge has been laid down. Any of you bands listening?
Well, I kind of mentioned this, I think, a year ago at Infest.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the show or two before Infest. The idea is to have Infest unplugged. Out on the grassy bit to the side, just get a few of the bands to bring a couple of acoustic instruments out and try and do, you know, an unscheduled, unpromoted acoustic set.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Next year after Infest, you may well get some get the recordings from. Let's not go there. Moving on, anyway.
It is an incredibly silly idea. Anyway, but other things happen. Oh, what was that? I was halfway through the Friday Flock gig, wasn't I? Yes, so that's the Incubus, Succubus, Rome Burns, both acoustic sets. Gig 8 p.m. till 10 p.m, doors at 7:30. And the club night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And I think it's 2 a.m. I think it just kind of goes on a bit wooliness after that, mm-hmm. depending how busy it is. So that's £3 in before 11, probably about £4 after. More information on that can be found at both www.sheepish.net/live or fridayflock.net. Saturday the 2nd of May is a busy one. We have Incubus Succubus also playing an electric set, this time they're back being plugged in at the White Rock Bar, which is part of Sheffield Ski Village.
Mm-hmm.
Support from Grasby and Walker, from Rhombus and Legion. £5 in advance, £7 on the door.
I must warn listeners planning to go there from outside of Sheffield, is if you follow the instructions of the directions very carefully and make sure you know where the ski village is in relation to Infirmary Road tram stop, because it's quite a walk. Just be warned, a 53 bus may get you there quicker.
Excellent recommendation. The main information I've got is come from www.wise-fire.com, who are the promoters. So check that out. I think all the directions and stuff are there as well. Also on Saturday the 2nd of May, there is Alec Empire, and he's playing Manchester, Satan's Hollow. That's support from Modulate and Novus UK. £12, I think, in advance. I'm not sure what will be on the door. And the doors are 6:30 p.m.
Are they? Oh, God.
That's what it says on the fly. But I've been to Satan's Hollow before at 6:30 p.m. and there's usually a queue.
Yeah. It also should be added that Alec Empire's it's his birthday, and he's promising Atari Teenage Riot material, which is why I'm so there.
It looks like I should be there as well. That's certainly what I'm going to try and sort myself out with. And that should be good. And Modulate for the win as well, giving a bit of support there. What else have we got? Saturday the 9th, we have Dasish with support from Gothminster at the Co-op in Sheffield. That's £11 in advance, door 7 p.m. More information at www.corporation.org.uk. Oh, yeah, the... let's scroll up to that piece of information. Yeah, the Alec Empire gig, more information about that can be found at flagpromotions.com as well. That's who's promoting the gig. What else? On Saturday, the 9th of May, we've also got Darklands at the Junction in York, or at least I think it's going on. The website seems a bit out of date, but it's certainly mentioned that as one of the future dates, the last time it was updated. So I haven't heard anything different, so I guess you just assume it's going to still happen. So that's 7 p.m. till late, £3 on the door. More information at darklands.org.uk. Always worthy of mention are the two local weekly nights, Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms every Thursday night, and Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds every Sunday night. So loads of stuff.
Shall I add some plugs?
Go for it.
What can I think of? My usual, the Control Frequency, Sheffield. Tuesdays, 8 o'clock till 11, the usual bleep stuff, noise, etc., etc., etc. Free in. You've got to prove you're 18, though, because the landlord's kind of strict like that, as you should be. And there's Autonomy in Leicester on the 2nd of May as well, although I might be there, I might not, depending on whether I can make it to the Alec Empire gig or not. That's my only problem, seeing as I'm there every other month. I don't really mind too much. Detail on that is at redeemerclub.com or myspace/... I am automated, as I recall. God, I've got to remember these. I think that'll do for my plugs for today.
Yeah, if we think of anything else, we'll mention it later in the show.
Yeah, should we go for another song?
Yes.
This is something that I've picked up on promo in a writing capacity for a online fanzine called Connection Bazaar. And this album is surprisingly brilliant. This is a remix of one of the tracks. This is a band called Necrotech, who I know very little about from America. The track's called Back to the Grave, which you might sound a bit goth. It's not.
He was a ghoul, a necromaniac, a defiler of the dead. I just woke up in that place and there was blood everywhere. We'll be right back.
you are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Do you want to say who those were?
Yeah, Adam? Fine. That was the Mighty Chem Lab with Rivethead from the classic album Burn Out the Hydrogen Bar. That's now, God, going on 15 years old, and I'm feeling very, very old thinking that. But apparently Jared has said online this last couple of weeks that there might actually be new Chem Lab material in the works, which is about sobbing time too. And before that was, as I mentioned earlier, was Necrotech with Back to the Grave, the Terrapunk Syndicate remix from the absolutely unbelievable album Mention Freak Find, which is available on the Vendetta music label from the US. I'm afraid you're going to have to Google for that because I can't remember their website for the life in me. But really, go hunt it out, particularly if you like old Skinny Puppy, because he doesn't half owe him a debt. But it's really, really good. You know, like Skinny Puppy used to be, not the stuff they've done now. But anyway, I digress. What's up next?
We've got IMX, who recently played Sheffield, I believe.
They did, and weren't half as good as everyone said they were going to be either. They were okay, but, you know, but this track was awesome. I'll give them that.
Okay, as usual, we're pretty much running out of time to try and crowbar everything we want to in, but we had some fantastic stuff there. Some choices from Adam. Well, one from Adam, one from me. Who was that then?
That was Health with a track called Die Slow. I believe the website is gethealth.com. Go hunt them out because they're awesome.
They do sound. That's the first time I've heard that, because you pointed me at the website earlier in the week and it didn't load on my computer due to it being dodgy Linuxy stuff. I meant to go back later and never heard that, so it's great that I've heard that now, and that is. Well, very different and very good. And before that, we had IMX with Kiss and Swallow, the Manix version, and I've pulled that one off Advanced Electronics 5. We are running out of time, so we're just going to say pretty much goodbye. Thanks for listening. See you at one of the many gigs or events we're going to be at in the next few weeks, and hope you tune in a couple of weeks.
And as promised, or as threatened, here's Coraline with Coraline Builds Better Robots. Thank you.